Bhastrika pranayam is the bellows breath. Sitting in a comfortable meditative posture, the hands rest on the knees in either chin or dhyana mudra. Head and spine are neutral, relaxed, and upright. Eyes are closed, and the whole body is relaxed. We exhale completely, and then we take a deep breath in and breathe out forcefully through the nose. We can sense that the breath is moving along the horizon in and out, which is very different from Kapalabhati, both in terms of how we direct the exhale up and through the crown of the head in Kapalabhati, but also in terms of feeling as though the navel center is hugging in all directions in Bhastrika, like the bellows. So again, we exhale completely, and then we take a deep breath in and breathe out forcefully through the nose. Immediately afterwards, breathe in with the same force. We want the inhale and the exhale to be equal. The forceful exhalation results from fully expanding the abdominal muscles and forceful exhalation from firm contraction of the abdominal muscles. We don't want there to be strain. We just simply want there to be a balance between full and forceful inhalation along the horizon and full and forceful exhalation along the horizon. During the inhalation, the diaphragm will descend and the abdomen will move outward, just as we practice in Mahapranayama. During exhalation, the diaphragm will move in and upward and the abdomen will move inward. The movement will be slightly exaggerated. We continue in this manner, counting 10 breaths. So here is Bhastrika. Exhale the breath completely. Inhale. We begin again practicing approximately 10 rounds, being very conscious of the horizontal movement of the exhale and the inhale, and the equal exhale and the inhale. We will then begin to increase the speed of Bhastrika to a rate that allows us and only allows us to continue to keep a relaxed body and an even inhale and an exhale. That will increase the speed, or the rate will increase immensely over time. The moment that you have a flicker on the horizon of that inhale and exhale not feeling balanced, we begin to slow it down to regain the balance, and we slowly and steadily bring it all the way back down to a slow and steady breath, completing the practice with an exhale. So I won't do this as long as I might in my own practice, but to give you a sense, it would be like this. Exhale the breath all the way out. Inhale. Starting slowly. So as you become accustomed to this style of breathing, you gradually increase the speed, always keeping the breath rhythmical. The force of the inhalation and the exhalation must always remain equal. This practice helps us to burn up toxins and helps to balance the doshas, kapha, pitta, and vata. It's a useful practice for women during labor, and after a few months of proper preparation in particular. The Sanskrit word Bhastrika means bellows. Therefore, Bhastrika pranayam is also known as the bellows breath, and as the air is drawn forcefully in and out of the lungs, just like the bellows of a village blacksmith, that bellow increases the flow of air into the fire, producing more heat. And similarly, Bhastrika Pranayama increases the flow of air into the body to produce inner heat at both the physical and subtle levels, stoking the inner fire both of the mind and of digestive Agni.